It's time you got in the game, mate. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
Hey, Tone.
Hey.
It's Punky 101.
It is, it's 101.
It is, that's quite exciting. I hope we're not going to start counting now that we've caught up with ourselves.
No, I keep kind of a count, but I keep it to myself.
Yeah, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And after last week's Japanese shenanigans,
yes,
we're back to British normal this week with only one exception. I actually thought last week's show, being the 100th show, I think it summed up what Punky's all about.
It was relaxed. It was slightly distorted at the beginning.
Yeah.
And not British.
Well,
so in what way are you thinking?
Yeah, well, kind of, you've said it in different words. I was going with slightly amateurish, dirty, silly, but featuring loads of bands no one outside of Japan has probably ever heard of. So we are uniting fans and bands
across
the
land. Yeah, exactly. Good, well put.
Exactly. Hey, do you know what?
What?
Like, I've got a cock like a baby's arm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got arm like a baby's cock.
Yeah, well, mine isn't, it's not like a baby's arm in the size so much as it's got five little fingers on the end of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
A tickler.
Yeah. Well, what I do with it, it's very useful for shoplifting, right?
Right.
And I can, like, unzip my flies in shops and, like, using the five little fingers on the end of my knob, I can pick things up and put them inside the coat without anyone noticing. Look, no hands.
It's great for ice cream freezers and things.
I call it the Artful Todger.
Nice. I'm up and running 101. Here we go. What's this, Jokes 101?
It is, and this is the Needles.
It is.
Of course, and don't forget all the bands. We didn't mention this last week, but all the bands on our beds are available on our MySpace page. You can go and find them there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, right. First band tonight. Do you know what? The bands, shall I say what bands we've got now?
Yeah, you say that.
Yeah, I will. I'll do it like a proper...
Well, I adjust my mic.
Like a proper radio show.
Come here, Mike.
This week, you're going to love this. We've got the bands we've got. We've got Planet Smashers, we've got Demented I'll Go, Riot Squad, New Town Centres, Resistance 77, and first up, Goldblade. I think you're going to beat me on the websites this week.
Okay.
I have that feeling.
Thankfully.
Didn't manage it last week. But what I want to know is, Tony, Goldblade, and this is from... I need to go through. This is from their greatest hits, Strictly Hardcore, the best of Goldblade. And it's a good best of as well. Strongly recommend it. The latest album, Rebel Songs, is very good. But for an overview of Goldblade's 10 or 15 year career, you can't do a lot better than get this from Captain Oi. And it's myspace.com/CaptainOi or CaptainOi.com. OI, of course, Captain Oi. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is Goldblade's MySpace page?
It's myspace.com/Goldblade.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie being Internet 0. And this, of course, is punk rock.
Everybody move, everybody groove, everybody sing along with the crew. Everybody
Oh, yes, punk rock. Oh, and the beds came straight in. And that was, in
There's
fact...
There's timing for you.
That was, in fact, fantastic. Because what I did between that and then was I just loaded my car up.
It's nice, isn't it?
How smart is that?
I just loaded myself up with my lovely drink.
Oh, and what are you drinking?
I'm drinking hot chocolate, spiced it with a little bit of Bailey's and a little bit of Jack Daniels.
Is it only a little bit of the drink?
A little bit of Jack.
Because I've got to drive back after this. It's now 20 to 1 in the morning.
20 to 1, yeah. So I'm having my late night drink before I go to bed.
Last week was the... nice afternoon show.
Nice, relaxed, two cups
Which
of tea.
Wasn't as relaxed and pants as I thought.
No, you see, you got to tell you that it was shit, but
Yeah, it wasn't. It was great. I loved it. I'm very easily pleased, though. And the music was fantastic. Thank you once again to Miracle Groove and Japan Files.
And sorry for misspelling the Miracle Grove on the show notes.
Yeah, but Miracle Grove, you know, that's kind of a grove. It's like it's a tree-lined thingamajig.
Exactly, of miracles.
And it's in Sherwood Forest.
Exactly.
Punky is...
I'm in little Orange County.
Tony, Punky is a tree-lined grove of miracles. And this is Mustang Lightning. Right. MySpace, latest comments.
Yes.
You have a problem with MySpace? I don't.
So, yes.
I did have a problem with MySpace.
Although it's a new century now. Yeah. It's 101.
It is, yeah. I did have a problem with MySpace this evening, though, when I was sorting out some of the comments, because it kept saying it had... encountered an unexpected error. You'd think by now it would have noticed. It's always the same error. The fucking thing doesn't work.
I noticed Tom's hiring in the UK.
Yeah, that's right.
I could get a job at MySpace, but you know, I don't really want to.
Well, do you know, I don't think your opening gambit would be very good when Tom, Tom said, "So, Mr. Tony Hearn, what do you think of MySpace?" Fuck MySpace!
Fuck MySpace!
Latest comments, though. Great way to get in touch with us, as discussed many times before. Here comes the first one from Creepers.
Okay.
Creepers is very proud to announce that their opening night, Saturday the 4th of August, guest DJ is no other than King Kurt's very own lead singer, Smeggy.
Nice.
Creepers Club night, upstairs at Latin Quarter, Market Street, Nottingham, opposite Selector Disc, fiver to get in, a bargain. If you're in the Nottingham area on the 4th of August, make sure you get up there to have a top night of psychobilly, death rock, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Smeggy's the DJ, man. You go and meet the legend that is the man... semi-responsible for the psychobilly Sergeant Pepper, who Walla Walla. Fiver to get in. It is a bargain. Hey, what have Bonky and the It's a Frog Life Acoustic Podcast got in common? They're both in the Podfinder UK Music Show's Top 5 from last week. Check out the review by clicking on the lovely Josie pic below. It's still there on the comments. Graham Holland. Hi, Graham. Liverpool. UK, It's a Frog's Life Acoustic Podcast. It's a Frog's Life.net / fucking podcast.
Fucking podcast.
It's not the actual fucking bit.
Oh, okay.
But what was nice about her is that on our BT Pod Show page that we don't talk about often enough,
yeah,
she's left us a little comment on there, yeah, saying what was it? She's getting sweet on us.
So, second time you've been reviewed. People will think I'm sweet on you boys.
Yeah, people know that.
You still don't like punk, though, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, she likes us, Tane. She doesn't like the show. And she's not the only girl around who feels the same way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of chicks don't like the music. Fuck.
Oh, God.
I've tried out that Coca-Cola competition-like thing that's going on, and I have to give it the thumbs up. I've entered twice. One 2-litre bottle, one smaller one, and won a free iTunes song each time. Sick Boy. Thank you, Sick Boy. That is true. It does work.
It is good.
Sick Boy's a proper full-on punk rocker who doesn't mind the fact that we're going on about Coca-Cola and iTunes, although this is the last week we're doing it, we think. Because we think the promotion ends on the 8th of this month.
We'll find out, won't we?
We'll find out. But if you haven't bought a can or a bottle of Coke yet and gone with the promotion code on the side, see if you can get a free download, do it this week. More of that later on, whether you like it or not. Hey, it's drum roll, please, Tony. Good drum roll. It's Anna. I noticed on Podcast Alley that there were a lot of Harry Potter type podcasts ahead of you guys.
Yes,
which is very wrong, all in all. So I thought maybe you should stick some Harry Potter into the title of Punky and trick a few of the idiots into voting for you. Here are some possible ideas. The Punky Potter. Spunky Harry. Punk Spunk Potter. What do you think? Well, Anna, I think it's a load of rubbish. And lastly...
I like Harry Potter.
In this section, anyway. I think you like this one, Tony.
Okay.
Yarr! 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 We'll be getting our sea legs for sure. Yarr! El Draco and the Pieces of Hate. Would you like to remind us of El Draco and the Pieces of Hate?
They are a band I'm in. We are a five-piece pirate-based band in the Mansfield area. Our MySpace page is myspace.com/ El Draco and the Pieces of Hate.
Shall we try and get that in our punky top friends?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Because
they're a good bunch of lads.
It's a surprisingly good live outfit.
There you go.
That's praise indeed from me.
And we go into the spirit of things.
You do get into the spirit of things. Yeah. I actually think that I didn't think you could over-egg the pudding as far as pretending to be pirates went, but you lot actually do. Right, Tony, podcast, Ali.
Yes, sir. Okay, if you haven't voted so far this month, please do. Well, it's a new month. It's the 2nd of July, so thanks for all who's voted so far, but the rest of you, it's... please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
Yes, we do.
And thank you all for your votes last month. But it's a new month now, so you have to do it all over again.
Yes, please do vote. Those of you that vote regularly, thank you. Those of you who don't, why not?
It doesn't take long. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't get spammed. You're helping us out.
And if you all just started voting, we'd stop bleating on about it.
Exactly.
So
if we're number one each month, they wouldn't need to remind you, would we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yay. Fucking love it. That's from Rach.
Fair enough, Rach. That's a very good shout.
Yep. And here's another short one. Just Safe from Drew.
Safe.
See, Down With The Kids. Safe.
Down With The Kids. That's word. Min. I was just
That's
chatting
wicked,
Breeze.
That.
You were so bait. You were so bait. I was just chatting Breeze. I was chatting Breeze with my hinges.
Nice, innit? I haven't listened to punk in a long time.
Well,
so to make
idiot.
Up for it, I thought I would vote for you guys. Because, you know, I heart you. Peace, foos.
Oh, that is really down with the kids.
That's a monster gummy bear.
You're down on the kids. Monster gummy bear?
Yeah.
Is that one of yours?
Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know. I do like monsters, though.
Fair enough. And I like gummy bears.
So there you go. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, all right.
Punky Radio is amazing.
Yes.
These guys are doing their damnedest to support the local punk and rock scene, and their show is not only informative, but extremely funny.
It's
and
nice.
They have great communication skills with the listeners and readers. And readers?
And readers, people who read the things we've written down.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do a transcript of the show each week
and
send it out.
Of course, yeah.
They're awesome, and we love them. And
thank
that's
you.
Four X's, but that's just from info, so I don't
that's
quite
from
know
info.
Who they're from.
Well,
they sound like an outfit.
It's information.
Thank you, information.
That is. They're like the Google of punky.
No.
Nice. Info. Was it info at something or other?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
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 Just
you've got, hey, Tony, you've got great communication skills.
Who'd have thought that?
Who'd have thunk it?
I don't know.
That's one of your lines. I'm making your lines now.
Yeah, I know.
Now that it's been completely taken over and you're the funny one.
That's like 101.
I'm just losing it.
Just dropping by to leave my favourite British boys a vote and to say that I've been listening to punky for over a year. It's nice to listen back to the year-old shows and hear the corporate-free goodness. But even though Punky has become disgustingly sold out, the show's quality has always remained constantly top-notch. Well done, and keep on the good work, Smacktards. I miss the old Punky Dictionary.
I know,
much
we need to
Alan.
Work on that a bit more. We need some more words of the week. We need some more interesting things from you. And thank you, Alan, for that. And what was it? Oh, yeah, the other thing I was going to say, it's time for track two.
Oh, yeah?
It's time for track two. And I forgot to mention at the start of this Punky 101 show, that every single track we're featuring this week is track 11 off the album that we're taking it from.
Yeah.
Because it's 101, leave out the O, what do you get? 1-1, 1-1, 11. Well, 1-1, technically 2, but
Elf.
This is track 2. 1-1, Elf, he's off again with his elves. You can't stop yourself.
House elves.
This one is by the Planet Smashers, who feature as a bed on the show every week. We haven't played them for a while, or one of their tracks for a while. And this is from, I think, their first album. This dates back right the way to 1997.
Wow, that's like 10 years ago.
The album is called Attack of the Planet Smashers.
If only it was 11 years ago.
I should have thought of
got
that. I should have waited 6 months to play this, really.
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
Oh, well.
But it's called... Oh, no, it isn't track 11, is it?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Because I had to change it. It was supposed to be track 11, but track 11 wasn't good enough.
Oh, no.
I've lost it. It's
oh,
track
no.
12. I've just
is it really?
Out. Yeah. My big, they're all track 11 thing has gone out the fucking
oh,
window.
Oh, God, you're
it's
rubbish.
Track 12 as well.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Tony,
all right, yeah.
What is the Planet Smashers MySpace page?
myspace.com/ The Planet Smashers.
No, it's myspace.com/ Planet Smashers.
I know the website's planetsmashers.net.
I've got one back. I wasn't expecting to get 1 point at all this week. It's Paulie B in the Instep 1, Tony 1. And this is sadly not track 11, it's track 12. It's Take It From The Top.
Nothing new, it's a travesty of justice. You're so high on the hog, you untouchable pricks. The truth about you will now be revealed. Can't make a payback, so let's make the feel. The humiliation, degradation, loss of a job. The only way to teach these folks to take it from the top. Take it from the top. We're gonna take it from the top. You're so high on the hog, you untouchable prick. The truth about you will now be revealed. Can't make a payback, so let's make the feel. The humiliation, degradation, loss of a job. The only way to teach is for to take it from the top.
Yeah, Take It From The Top.
I'll try to.
All right, then. Great live band, aren't they, playing Smash?
They are,
as well.
And really nice guys as well.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, he got you smashed, but then again, you can't not do that.
They're a fantastic band. They're out of Montreal, Canada.
Yeah.
And because when I said it's all British, it's got, well, we still own them.
Right.
Don't we?
That's
Basically.
True.
She's still your queen.
That's right.
It's the same as the Aussies. Hey, Tony, we've mentioned MySpace, but you know what we haven't mentioned for a week or two? Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, we've been getting into Facebook quite a bit. Those of you who
I like Facebook.
Haven't got into Facebook
yet. It hasn't fucked me over yet.
Facebook.com, and it's getting a bit MySpacey in that there's a lot more applications and things. It's like as soon as we found out about it, all these other things started happening.
And there's like Top Friends now and the X-Me application.
I love X-Me. Is that we don't follow fashion, we set it. Right, and but the thing is, it's very, very easy to be very, very dull on Facebook, as discussed. And there is a feature on it. When someone adds you as a friend, you can put how you met them. And there's a little section, met randomly, that not enough people are exploiting. Correct. I, however, am. So let's have the latest installment, in many installments hopefully to come, of people that have added me on Facebook and my relations to them. Let's start off.
Paul's friends.
Let's start off with Laura Gillians. Now, Laura Gillians is, of course, a punky listener. But how did we meet, Tony?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Huh. Laura was a lady pirate and used to captain a privateer. I only had public ears, but they did light up when I plugged them into the Spanish mains, although not as brightly as I would have liked. Curse your southern European voltage. Now, Sirius Gregory is a punky listener.
Okay.
But Tony, how do I know him?
How do you know him?
We met randomly in 1979. I met Mr. Gregory at a tennis match against John McEnroe. The umpire made a bad line call and Macca lost it, screaming, "You cannot be serious." That's when I realised I wasn't watching him at all and I haven't got the faintest idea who he is. Unlike Alex Gregory, who is, of course, a punky listener. But right. Tony, how do I know Alex Gregory?
How do you know Alex?
Well, we met randomly in 1999. And this is genius, because Alex has picked up on what I've been doing.
Right.
And Alex actually posted this back. Well done, Alex. I'd like more of this from you lot out there in Punky Radio Land. Paul and I went scuba diving together off the coast of Alaska. We hunted eels and mermaids. On one of our travels, we ended up discovering the lost city of Atlantis. The aquatic people initiated us into their tribe, and upon admiring Paul's mighty berserker, made him their king.
Nice.
Now then, Toby Haydoke is not a punky listener.
Right.
He is a stand-up comic and comedy promoter from Manchester, who was also a vicar in Emmerdale a few years ago.
Right.
But Tony, how do I know him?
How do you know him?
Well, we dated in 1970 and it got a little serious, but now we aren't speaking. We met randomly. Toby and I were left together in the same maternity ward, but had to communicate via baby telepathy, as neither of us had learnt the power of speech at that point. He still hasn't, but he can lift a pencil 4 inches off a pig's back with just his thoughts. And last but not least, Lucy James, Tony. Now, Lucy, of course, is a punky listener.
Right.
But, Tony, how do I know Lucy?
How do you know Lucy?
Well, we met randomly in 2005. Lucy and I were originally shortlisted to be in popular X Factor band Eaton Road, but were dropped by the programme when it was discovered that A, we had genuine talent, and B, we weren't giant twats. If you get on Facebook, just have a laugh with it. I'll have another 5 in a few weeks' time, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, have you got a twat?
I do have a twat. Thank you very much.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. If you have a twat to nominate,
sorry, I love Facebook.
Please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Always in need of your twats. I've still got a few left to read out, but if you have anything to send in, please do send it in. This week is from Anna, from Canardiana, apparently.
Canardiana. Is she a Canardiana? Should she really be called Anardiana?
She's a Connor Diana.
Totally.
Anyway.
Listeners, if this had been a vidcast, you would just have creamed your pants at the face Tony pulled at me.
It's my come to bed eyes.
I've got
it's that drink. I've had it all now.
I've got another.
I feel well malted.
I've got another track.
Well malted.
Coming up. He's well malted.
Well malted.
He's well malted.
Wicked.
Oh.
Ooh, bless you.
He's well malted.
It's a good job this place air conditioned.
That came out of my bottom.
Okay. This is from Anna. Boy, do I have a juicy twat for you.
I don't know, do
I
you?
Bet you hear that often. No. Yes. No. Yes. Maybe.
There's nothing I like more than hearing about Anna's juicy twat.
I just finished high school, and naturally, to celebrate our work,
I'll take it back.
We have an amazing party at the end of the year, a graduation party. Well, at this party, a group of my friends decided to go get piss drunk.
Oh dear.
Play some grounders on a school playground.
Grounders?
Which I assume is rounders.
But with a G.
Rounders.
Grounders. It's like hard rounders.
That's right.
It's like baseball.
On a school playground, and then camp out in a tent in a friend's backyard. I happened to have my eye on a boy, which nobody seemed to mind, except for my best friend, Mandy, who followed me around the whole night, warning me that guy was bad news. Leave him alone.
Curse the guy was bad news. I sang that really badly. Just leave him alone. Curse the boy's bad news.
Compared to who I was with that night, her date was, well, in 3 words, 15, she's 18, short and sexually crazed, that's 4 words. So I told her, listen, Mandy, we're all in a single tent, it's going to be tight.
She should have said, Mandy, can't you see? why? Oh, why? He's a twat.
I didn't realise you'd be singing Grease songs at me.
See, I get confused. What's the...
You're thinking about Manilow, but
I'm
you're
thinking
actually
Manny Barilow. Yeah, I know. How does the Barry Manilow one go? Oh, Mandy,
you came and you take something.
Yeah, who your big nose fuck?
Fuck off!
Fuck off, you big nose fuck!
So I told her.
I don't care what her name was.
Listen, Mandy, we're all in a single tent. It's going to be tight. There are eight of us. Are you tight like a tiger? There are eight of us. Are you sure you want to sleep next to him all night? She replies, I'm fine. He's 15. I'm more worried about you. Well, I thought, screw the slap like a bitch, but takes it like a whore. Douche. It was her problem.
Douche.
Sorry. Eventually, I'm so down with the kids.
You are.
You douche. Yeah. Eventually, we all passed out in the tent. I can't really remember anything that happened in that period of time.
Handy.
But I do. I've used that excuse a few times.
You came and I didn't notice. I'd blacked out.
But I do remember that in the morning, that little sleazy 15-year-old boy made my day. He stood up in the tent, frowning, looked down at his crotch and went, holy shit, I don't have my belt. And why is my zipper down? Hey, Mandy, are those your pants over there? She looked about ready to throw up and ran out of the tent. I didn't have anything to do with the pants or belt. That was all the little boy. But don't really know what went on. But I know that she got hers. All I did was spread a little hand sanitizer jelly on her sleeping bag. So to Mandy for being a douche about my tasting boys, whining all night and refusing to listen to all your knowing best friend. Ready?
Ready.
So Mandy from Calgary, Alberta, Canada
is a twat.
Good work. That's a good one this week.
That's right,
that was a great one, yeah.
And we got you to sing some songs.
And I've just remembered something that I've now forgotten again. Oh, yeah. A few weeks ago, I mentioned a poem that Air At My Shorts did on their show. I certainly mentioned it to you, maybe not on the show. But they did Spring Is Sprung, De Grass Is Riz. I Wonder Where De Boydie Is.
Right.
But then they didn't finish it off, or they couldn't remember where it was from. And I don't know whether this is the right one. But in the Puffin Joke Book 1977, which I've made a career out of, I call it career. But no, the Puffin Joke Book 1977, it was my favourite joke book. Well, it was my favourite book that year. And there was a version of that poem in it that went something like this. Spring is sprung, de grass is riz, I wonder where de boydie is. The boydie's on the wing, but that's absurd. I always thought the wing was on the boyd. It just came back to me here and there at my shorts the other week. Right, next track time.
Okay.
Track 3 on this Punky 101 special. And we're back on form with track 11's here. This is from the 2005 Demented Argo album, Hellbilly Storm. Now, I like Demented Argo a lot.
Yes.
And they're doing a gig with King Kurt soon as well.
Nice.
Which I'm looking... And Devilish Presley as well.
Oh, yeah,
a lineup. I don't know if I can... I think I can go, actually, but I'm going to... I'll find out more at some point. But anyway, track 11 is doing me in. It is, honest.
We've had
punk rock. We're taking it from the top, and now we're going to be doing me in. It's track 11 again.
Nice.
Yeah. Got it back after me 12 nonsense.
Oh, dear.
I blame the Planet Smashers for their Dirty Old Man song being too slow.
It was a bit slow.
So I thought that sums the pair of us up beautifully. Anyway... What is Demented Argo's website?
DementedArgo.com.
No, DementedArgo.net. I'm winning.
Is it?
I never thought the halfway stage. I would be. That's only because you insist on putting the on, because I said the on Planet Smasher. But yeah, it's DementedArgo.net, and I can't find an official MySpace page for them. There are some MySpace pages set up for them, but they're done by other people. So that's why we're doing the website instead. And this, as I say, this is from Hellbilly Storm, and we have featured tracks off this before. We've played Jogging Machine, and we've played Hot Rod Vampires, and we've played Out of Control. Oh, no, Out of Control never got on.
No.
Because we played Out of Control at the ill-fated Pragcast.
Ah, the Pragcast.
I might play that again sometime.
What, the Pragcast?
No, Out of Control. I don't want to hear that again.
No.
So, yeah, this is it. Yeah. that is proper psychobilly.
That sounds quite dirty.
Those of you that think that psychobilly is just fast punk with a stand-up bass, you're wrong. That is proper psychobilly. That is Demented Argo. I first saw them in 1987 I first saw them. Right. And I saw them again at the Wasted Festival a couple of years ago. And if they ever pay me the money they owe me, I will mention the new Rebellion Festival again. I think that's fair. And seeing as this is the sellout bit, I would like to point out...
It's the debt collection bit now.
It's the debt collection bit, yeah. Anyway, Tone, have you had a look at them? Actually, I have just noticed every single band we're playing this week, I've seen live.
Nice.
How cool is that?
That's
have you
cool.
had a chance to visit our friends at GoDaddy.com yet?
No, yeah.
Now, you promised last week.
Yeah, I know.
You promised.
It's been a very busy week.
Let me remind you what they're all about,
Tony. Time's absolutely
flown. Let me remind you what they're all about. Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
Sells.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. Shopping cart constructions and easy podcasting. Oh. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. People do it, it works. We found that out.
Yes.
It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
God, you really shout that. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. This is, of course, Zombie Ghost Train.
It is.
I forget to mention them in the sellout bit. You think I'd sell everything else, I forget the band. Sorry about that. But Zombie Ghost Train and Demented Argo, remarkably similar in appearance.
Really?
Isn't that nice to know?
That's really nice.
So, Tone, this is the last week of our Coca-Cola promotion.
We think.
We would still like your feedback, as will become apparent. But this does appear to be working, this thing.
Yes.
It does appear to be okay. Anyway, just in case you didn't know or you're first time listening to the show, this summer, Coke is running a great promotion for music fans, and Punky listeners can get free iTunes downloads alongside other great prizes. Those of you who love Coke, Diet Coke and Coke Zero, I know I do, will have an opportunity to win songs from iTunes, 80 gigabytes video iPods and even tickets to this year's V Festival. Coke and music fans do the following. Get the Coke, find the code, enter it at music.coca-cola.co.uk or text it if you're in the UK to 88200. See if you won, enter again. Most importantly, we would like to ask you, our wonderful UK listeners, to email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your thoughts on this promotion. Did you win a free download? How many cans of Coke have you bought? Did you win an iPod? Do you think we're wank pots of the first order in the way we are selling ourselves down the river for a few shekels? Let us know, because this is an opportunity to get some free music, but we're not going to do it if you don't like it. You might not get a chance anyway. This might be the last week we ever do it, but we still want your feedback. It's all greatly appreciated, and you never know, we might even read your emails out if they're any good, or if they are bad. And next week,
yeah,
or next week's show, I'm going to read out some of them.
Okay.
Good or bad. So make sure you get in. Look at that, and the song's just finished. I've got it all in. Brilliant.
Very professional.
Tone, you're going to have to mention something.
Okay, we all mentioned it last week, but don't forget about our various ways of getting in contact with us. First of all, the much neglected Punky Owns MySpace group. If you go to our MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, there is a MySpace group on there called Punky Owns. You can click on that, and it's basically a forum where a lot of our listeners and fans, general adorers, admirers, sit and talk, and the never-ending word association thread, please check that out.
It's quite rubbish, really, but it's worth a look.
It is quite good, though, and we do chuck it every now and then.
Yeah.
But we refuse to enter the word association thing because I don't know that many words.
No, and I haven't got that many associations.
No, this is true. but yeah, so there you go.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
Here's another song. How about that then?
Nice.
I quite like the fact that we played that after the sellout, as we call it, the commercial break, because it's called Bullshit and Lies.
Ah.
And that was by the wonderful Riot Squad, who we've seen on a number of occasions, and you saw last...
On Saturday, at the Town Bill in Mansfield. They were great. Thanks, Luke, for that. Great night.
Well done, Riot Squad.
And 3CR were on.
Oh, wow.
So, top night.
I wish I'd been there. Yeah. Well, I kind of do. I was elsewhere. Okay. I was otherwise engaged. I'm not engaged.
You engaged?
I'm just otherwise.
Oh, okay.
And that is from Riot Squad's latest album, Persecute the Weak, Control the Strong, which, as discussed in previous weeks, is a fantastic album.
Yes.
And, Tony, what is their MySpace page like?
MySpace.com/RiotSquad1981.
You're good. You're very good. You're very good.
Oh, yeah.
It's Tony, too.
This is my smug look.
Probably being the internet, too.
Don't get to use it that often.
I still think there's a good chance I could actually draw this with you.
More than
the
likely.
Because the one that you weren't expecting to get wrong. Anyway. You know how I was going on about Facebook?
Yes.
Facebook's got a punky group as well.
It has.
And I've invited all the people that joined the punky group to write on the wall.
Okay.
And any of the ones that I think are interesting or funny, we will read out. Mm-hmm. And Arcanium's in again. But anyway, it's facebook.com. And then I don't know how you get there, really.
You just search for it.
It's one of the nice things about it, really. It is supposed to be for people you actually know. So you do have to search a bit. But you'll suss it out. Those of you already on there, you know the deal. Hello, all.
Hi.
Oh no, sorry, this is from South Africa. Hello all. Yes, finally Punky has come to me in a vision. Haha, jokes, Brew, my brother, are you my brother? Brew, are you my brother? Fuck me, this is awesome, amazing. Keep rocking, fellow Punky radioers. That's from Michan. Thank you, Michan.
Cool.
Or Michan. Don't know how you say it, really.
Right, okay.
Don't know how you say it. Who was telling me about what was it? Oh yeah. So it really doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Twat think. Laugh out loud. Fuck. Word of the week. That's word of the year, Adam. Mentioned a few weeks ago. We still haven't got that picture up, have we?
Oh, no. Eddie Hitler.
Or maybe we have now.
Oh, right.
It's possible.
I've not checked.
I'll check. I'll see if we've got Twat think up. Speaking of Eddie Hitler. Ooh, walla, walla, walla. 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 Big cock, Dean.
Nice.
Do you think that's a King Kurt reference?
Possibly.
Don't forget, if you're in the Nottingham area, go and see Smeggy at Creepers on August the 4th. In the thing I said before.
The DJing thing.
Oh, there's another thing I was supposed to read out this week as well.
Oh.
I haven't got it anywhere. Whoa. There's an all-day punk festival on in Leeds towards the end of July. And I'll try and remember to read it out next week. I said I'd help them out. It's technically a charity event. So, loving the TV bubble. Over the past few weeks, I developed my own bubble of love in TV land. Punky rocks, Jake.
Why don't it list your favourite programmes and maybe we can have a chat about it.
Is that what...
Do you like American sitcoms or English sitcoms?
Is that what you lot do?
Soaps or dramas? Sorry?
You've gone a bit bonkers.
I've got my bubble back. It's been a week now.
Are these conversations you actually have then?
No.
Oh.
In my head,
I'd like
to imagine I've got little friends in my bubble. But don't judge me.
Do you know how wrong that sounds?
Pretty wrong.
In my head
that don't judge me.
In my head, I dream I have lots of little friends in my bubble.
Little in stature.
Do you
want
to put your bubbles in your little friends?
No. God, you're twisting my melon, man.
I know the guy who's the agent for Oliver Postgate and Peter Fairman, the creators of Backbus, Ivor the fucking engine, et al. And he's a top guy. Yeah, for rocks.
We watched one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did we talk about that? We watched the first ever one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the first? But how did... Because have we mentioned it?
It was the ship in the bottle.
The ship in the bottle.
Yeah. That's the one. I've got the whole series.
Baggy and a bit loose at the seams, but Emily loved him. What's the... Because I forgot I forgot that Gabriel and Madeline can fuck off. No, I completely forgot the start.
What was the shop?
Bagpuss, big fat furry catpuss. What is it? Sing me a song of the... Something, what is it? These thoughts of the things that you bring. Something or other.
I forgot how big the big fat cat was. And it was huge.
Fucking enormous. I love Bagpuss. Yeah. We were really getting into it. I was like, see the magic.
It was 3:30 in the morning and we were smashed out our heads.
Yeah, true.
Watching Bagpuss on a little laptop.
Ding, 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 ding. And Professor Yaffle, which is the carved wooden bookend in the shape of a woodpecker. See, you're good at it. That's an impression you can do, Tony. You can do Oliver Postgate. You can do Oliver Postgate. That's cool. That's cool. Right, so anyway, that's Facebook punky stuff.
Cool.
What else am I doing in this bit? Oh, yeah. So, we got no Blair, we got a Brown.
Yeah.
You haven't really noticed the difference, have you?
No. I don't watch news anymore.
It hasn't affected you.
I got a little bit scared by the change because I fear change in general.
I think we're going to
Watched Charmed again.
I think Punky's going to have to leave it a few weeks before we talk about Gordon Brown.
See what impact he has.
I liked the fact that one of the first things he did was try and get Paddy Pants down to be Northern Ireland Secretary. Now, I actually think that Paddy Pants down, for those of you who don't know, is also Paddy Ashdown, who was former leader of the Liberal Democrats, Falklands War veteran, etc., etc., and I think would make a bloody good Foreign Secretary.
Bloody good?
I think he'd be a bloody good Foreign Secretary, nice. Pants down. But I don't think they'd offer him an office that high. If they had done, I think he might have taken it. Because I don't think he would have turned down Foreign Secretary. But I think Northern Ireland Secretary, he's going, I can't be arsed with all that.
Right, okay.
That's too much of hard work. But Foreign Secretary would have been a major figure on the world stage. I think he'd have taken it. And I think he'd have been good. I think Brown was good to ask him because there's no one in the Labour Party with the kind of gravitas or military background or, diplomatic background that Paddy Pantsdown has got. And he's a bit of a hit with the leaders.
Really?
Hence the nickname, Paddy Pantsdown. He'd sort out that Angela Merkel.
Who?
The German Prime Minister lady who sorted out not the constitution but the new treaty for the EU. You know, stuff happens in the real world that you don't know about.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff I don't know about. Yeah, I know that really well.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, he'd just go over there and she'd go, Achtung, don't must sit down, British Foreign Secretary's fine pig. And he would go, he'd just go, oh, Angela, there's really no need for that. Now is there? And she'd be, she'd be creaming her pants. She'd be foaming at the gash for a bit of pants down.
Really?
Frothing.
That's politics sorted then.
Yeah. Which brings us nicely onto the smoking ban.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to talk about this in detail next week, if I remember.
Yeah.
All that I want to say, and I've actually written down Lee's punk gig after this, so I have remembered, but I haven't got the date of it properly, okay. like in Egypt. But the Jewel are playing, and Sick on the Bus, and John Goes for Europe, and lots of others.
Oh, nice one.
It's in Leeds.
Yeah.
Just check. They'll be on our MySpace summit. Most of these things, we find out about them on the MySpace page. So, smoking ban. My only feeling about the smoking ban that came in on July the 1st.
Yesterday.
Of course. Was it yesterday?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, of course, yeah. The smoking ban. No, nothing. The smoking ban that came, that's all right, I was being a Time Lord there. The smoking ban that came into effect yesterday basically has banned smoking in confined spaces. The workplace, pubs, etc. Even open-sided bus shelters have got some problem with it.
And really?
Intrinsically, I haven't got a problem with not being able to smoke inside. It's kind of all right. It's a nicer environment to be smoke-free. My only problem with it is the bloody do-gooders that are enforcing it.
This is what I don't like.
It's a civil liberties issue, and as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to make smokers go outside, I think they should make non-smokers stay inside.
Right.
Because your average, I don't mean people don't smoke, I mean non-smokers, the ones that are aggressively anti-smoking. They're the same ones that are very concerned about climate change, very concerned about the environment, very concerned about the pressure of traffic on the roads, indeed, the pressure of people in society. So if we keep aggressive non-smokers inside and don't let them out at all, then it'll save their beautiful skin, it'll save the environment, and I won't have to look at the fuckers.
That's fair enough.
I think so.
Yeah.
Right, well, that brings us neatly on to song 5.
Cool.
Newtown Centres, Tony.
Oh, nice.
Now, technically, I haven't seen this band live, but I've seen various members. Oh, I have
You've
seen
met
I've,
them all.
I've seen them live years ago.
Right.
I haven't seen them live recently.
That'll do.
Latest incarnation.
Okay.
Right, but I do know them all personally, so that kind of counts. Yeah. Like, they're all personal friends of mine.
Nice.
Well, they were personal friends of mine until I said that their album, The Reason You're Alive, was the best 3-track EP with 9 bonus tracks I'd ever heard. That wasn't the best thing to say. But then Coops out of the band got his own back in spectacular fashion. You know who you are. Right, we're playing track 11. I then went back and revisited the album and changed my mind. Said, no, actually, the first three tracks are stunning.
Yeah,
but it's still good. The album's good as well. Yeah. Proof of that is a track we're going to play now. A little bit. It's kind of a now for something completely different. It's a little bit different from the rest of the show in that it ain't punk rock, basically. Yeah. But they're just a great band. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/NewTownCenters
Yes, it is. Well done, you.
Thank you very much.
And once I get round to it, this is, in fact, you've just getting the intro now. This is Foreign Bodies. Newtown Centre's Foreign Bodies. We like that a lot, don't we?
Yes.
This is the Dead 60s. Did I mentioned the Planet Smashers before, didn't I? Yeah. I
did. Yes.
Dead 60s. As I say, still a cracking band. I recommend their first album to anyone. The second album out is middle of August.
Is it?
In the middle of August.
And we're intrigued.
We are intrigued to hear the second album. The first album is fantastic.
The McFly
sounds. Leave the McFly out at home, Tone.
McFly at home? Yeah, I don't let them out.
Look, they're supporting The View. They've been supporting The View, or they are doing.
Oh, The View?
Yeah, The View, who are kind of medium-paced indie, aren't they, basically?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're waiting to see. We haven't heard the latest Dead 60s material. We are looking forward to hearing it. we've got our fingers crossed it's going to be as good as the first stuff.
Yes.
That's fair enough. So, this weekend, Tony, highlight of my month, isn't it?
Is it? Is it the, is it the monthlies?
Month. Yeah, it's been monthlies.
Ah.
Hitchin and Lechworth.
Interesting.
Hitchin, I've got Sean Mio and Roger D. And in Lechworth on Saturday,
yeah.
Richard Morton and Angelo Salukas.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they are two very, very good bills. Is it rumoured you might be coming? It's been mooted,
it,
hasn't it?
It was... Stephanie did bring it up. No, I know.
It's all right, Veggie's sick. Yeah, I can't be smelling.
But we're going to be going away. But oh. I'm going to try and weave it into the plans.
No, you don't have to. You
okay.
don't have to.
No, it's possible.
Cool. Well,
and she did want to go.
I hope to see you there.
Okay.
Of course, the Itching gig is on the door only. Lechworth gig advance tickets. And finally, this is the first month of the disco in Lechworth.
Is it?
Yeah. First
maybe,
month of
maybe
the disco.
Maybe Lechworth's the one to go to then.
It is. Right. It definitely is, Tone. Because she's been there before as well. So
is everybody disco dancing as well?
Everyone will be disco dancing, yeah.
Excellent.
To my disco sounds.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Totally.
It will. They will be disco dancing to my disco sounds. I know. It seems daft, really, because I've got four fantastic acts on over the two nights.
Mm.
And the only thing I'm really excited about is when all the comedy's over, we can have disco in Lechworth. Disco in Lechworth. Who'd have thought it? Burn, baby, burn.
Disco in Lechworth.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Is it still a bar? A bottle bar.
Still what a bottle bar.
Late bar.
Smoking terrace.
Smoking terrace, yeah.
Because you can smoke outside and it should be lovely, glorious weather, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because June has been pants.
All those floods and
it's
stuff.
It's supposed to be called Flaming June. It should be called Fucking June. Mm. It's just rained and rained and rained.
And
second half of it. First half was alright.
Yeah.
Second half, it's rained. Look, the day we did the show last week.
Yeah.
There was a month's worth of rain in 24 hours.
Yeah. Good, innit?
Unbelievable. I feel very sorry for people that have sort of picked June for their British holiday this year. Because May was pretty
like
good,
me.
Wasn't it?
Oh, no, July is what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, July you're doing, you see.
Yeah, but fine, see.
You're on safer ground
halfway
in July.
Through the year's gone.
Safer
you know.
Ground.
Second half.
The rule of thumb, basically, is don't book a holiday anywhere near Glastonbury and Wimbledon.
Exactly.
Because they're always nightmares.
Yeah. True.
I haven't really got a lot else to say in this bit, Tony.
Oh, right. Gutted.
So off you go while I sort out this last track.
Oh, brilliant. I don't know, I've got nothing to say. I've got a gig coming up.
Yeah,
but
about,
it's
about,
really next week, but you know, advance tickets if you want them. Town Mill in Mansfield, my band Alcohol are playing, which is our first gig since our bassist's wife had a new baby. So congratulations for that, little baby Oliver.
Congratulations, Steve.
Little boy. Obviously, it would be called Girl Oliver, that'd be quite wrong.
Well, that'd be alright for your band.
So we're playing alongside a band called Exit Calm, who are described as shoegazers.
Oh, well, that's
which I'm not really
promising.
Looking forward to. But hey, we're on. So if you need any tickets or anything, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, if you feel like coming down, because we do have some tickets. And it should be a good night. Friday the 13th.
Sounds lucky.
Doesn't it?
Now... My mate Colin was in a band called The Crystal Trip.
Right.
Who got to number 9 in the Belgian charts.
Oh, yeah.
And they were referred to as shoegazers, and they were very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've heard some shoegazers. Well, I've heard this band, and I don't like it.
You don't like the band you're on with?
No. And they've got all these really big reviews, like, oh, best thing in Wild and all, much better than the last, and all this, and like, and I listened to it again. That's awful.
The best thing is the best thing.
Best thing since the White album. What? Who was that? Oh, Super Furry Animals. Remember when we went to on the radio station, that Super Furry Animals album, and it was their White album or something like that.
Quite a claim, isn't it? It's quite a claim,
and it was shit.
It's nowhere near the Psychobilly Sergeant Pepper.
No, it's true,
as described by us. Well, me anyway. But who Walla Walla is the Psychobilly Sergeant Pepper?
Okay.
I don't think that can be discussed. It just is. Whereas nothing has come close to the White album by any modern band.
No.
Can you think of any really classic album that's been groundbreaking in its greatness by any band in the last 15 years?
No.
See, I would say probably the last truly great album, probably Clash.
Right. But you absolutely
Calling,
love the Clash,
I'm
don't
a big
you?
Clash fan, you know. So.
I've still not seen that film yet, The Joe Strummer.
Me neither. I want to see it though.
I wonder if it's still out anywhere.
I want to see it though. I just hope it's as good as Doc Savage, Man of Bronze.
I hope so.
If it is, that it's a classic. Awful. It's going to be a classic if it is.
It's up there with Flash Gordon.
Ooh. Who was I talking to this about? Was I talking to you about it? Who was I talking to about? Doc Savage? Man. No, I was talking about it to the comics I was on with in Manchester. I was talking to particularly to a guy called Danny Buckler about Doc Savage, Man of Bronze. Danny's a very funny comic.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Doc Savage. And Danny's a bit of an obsessive, and he knew all the songs in it, which is quite odd. And was just going through various lines in it. But we were saying that he's a big fan of Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
And saying that Flash Gordon, the sexual innuendo in Flash Gordon is incredible. And I said, well, even in the original 50s series, the sexual innuendo in Flash Gordon is incredible. If you watch that, is it pre-50s, is it, Flash Gordon? Or did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it 30s?
It was a radio documentary at the start.
No, no, I mean the Buster Crab, whatever it was. Those
ones. The black and white.
The black and white ones, yeah.
30s, I think, yeah.
30s?
Yeah,
really?
I think so.
Wow. You sure?
Saturday morning matinees, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you watched those very early ones, and the sexual innuendo in those incredible. In fact, it wasn't really innuendo; it's fairly blatant. Look at those spaceships. Did they look like silver cocks or what?
Exactly.
They sputtered and farted as well.
They were
just big silver cocks flying through space.
This is why Flesh Gordon never worked as a movie.
It didn't really, because it was
just like Flash Gordon.
Well, it's like the Scary Movie things. Why take the Mickey out of something that's already taken the Mickey?
Yeah.
The Scary Movie take the Mickey out of Scream, which was taking the Mickey out of the whole genre in general, wasn't it? So, complete waste of
time. Yeah, they did fuck that up, really. But some of that is funny, but you're right.
It is funny.
It was a parody film, anyway.
Because it's a parody of
a self-parody.
It's
film.
A parody of a pastiche, and that's a recipe
pastiche,
for disaster.
That's the one.
Recipe for disaster, parody of pastiche.
And the Scary Movie 2, 3 and 4. Oh, dear me.
Don't I?
They're awful.
I know nothing about them. What I do know, Tony, is that we've got one song left.
Oh, really?
Check nice. Out my linkage. Check my bad linkage. Oh, that was a really good flick as well. Right, Resistance 77, again.
Yep.
Of the six bands we've played this week, they're the sixth one that I've seen live.
Yeah.
And you've seen one, two, three, four of them live. You've seen Goldblade, haven't you? Have you seen Goldblade? Yeah, you saw Goldblade when we went to that thing.
Yeah, Dead 60s I've seen. But
you've seen Dead 60s.
Well, they were better, though, weren't they?
Yeah, they were better. You've seen Goldblade, Planet Smashers, Riot Squad, and Resistance 77.
Yay!
Between us, Tone, we've seen 10 bands.
And I think
this
I've
week.
Met one of the Newtown Centres, but it doesn't really count.
You've met one. When did you meet one of the Newtown Centres?
I think they were your Hitching Gig ones.
Oh.
With
yeah.
Felix.
Felix, nothing more than Felix.
Yeah.
He's had fish and chips, the bastard.
Yeah,
completely forgot about that. Anyway, last song, Resistance 77, Oddie at Resistance 77, good friend of this show, as is Ellis. The band as well. And this is
every band.
From their latest album, isn't it? Songs for a Nanny State. We've played a few songs of this. We've played True Punkanoi, we've played punk rock songs, but we haven't played Gotta Go, because seeing as this is the last track this week, I thought this would be fitting for us to play at the end of the show. What I want is now at the moment, Tony, it's Tony 3, probably being Internet 2.
Mm.
What is Resistance 77's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Resistance77.
No, because if you went there, you get to Kieran, discussed. Because Kieran out of the band set himself up for him and called it Resistance 77, didn't want to call it Kieran. Then when they came to set up a Resistance 77 profile, he hadn't thought that through. So it's myspace.com/res77.
Oh.
I've got a draw at the
what
end
are you
of
gonna
it.
Draw?
I'm going to draw a picture.
Oh, nice.
Going to draw a nice picture. You put it on your
picture.
Fridge. It's going to be a picture of this German bird sucking me off. I know.
She'll kill you.
Well, what, with sucky? I've got to go.
Okay.
Gotta go, 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 gotta go. I gotta go, 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 gotta go. I gotta go, 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 gotta go. I gotta go, 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 gotta go. 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 Gotta go to work. Gotta go to work. Gotta go to work. Gotta go, 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 gotta go. Gotta go to work on a Monday morning after my weekend break. Now feeling lost, trying to cut cause the stuff on my legs are feeling weak. Cause I met a beautiful girl and she blew my mind away.
go, go, gotta go, gotta go, 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 gotta go, gotta go, 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 gotta go.
It's a classic Ellis finish, isn't it?
Isn't it? For all those people who know Ellis, they'll know exactly what we mean.
That's a classic Ellis finish. Great song as well. That's a real sort of jumpy, dancey one for Resistance 77 as well.
Yeah.
Like, songs from Nanny State, great album. Oh, all the songs we played this week are all from great albums. It's fair enough.
And more or less, kind of, all track 11s.
Yeah, other than one that wasn't, but was supposed to be, but track 11 wasn't fucking good enough.
No.
Go back 10 years, Planet Smashers. Do it again and change the order.
What? As a little bit of homework, way to do it. Why don't you get your favourite album and listen to track 11?
Hey, yeah.
In fact, if it's any good.
What a fantastic idea. All you punky listeners out there, go to your favourite album with more than 11 tracks on it, or whichever ones, and find out what your favourite track 11 is, and maybe email it to tony@punkyradio.com, and yeah, you can compile your top 11 track 11s.
I wonder what track 11 of Spice World is. Must check it.
Yes, you must.
It's not Spice World Alive.
There's a challenge for you. Find your best track 11 on anything. All right? Deal?
Deal.
Deal. Send it to tony@punkyradio.com. Thank you very much, listening to us. Make sure you check out Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio, the two internet stations that carry our shows, and Wicked Radio sends out on FM all over the bloody world as well.
Everywhere.
You've only got a week left if you're in the UK for doing this Coke iTunes thing. Check it out. Give us your feedback. Send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. It's a new month, so vote for us at Podcast Alley. We do really appreciate that. I'll maybe see some of you at either my Hitchin or Letchworth gig this weekend. You never know. You might see Tony in Letchworth.
More likely.
If he's about. Alternatively, you might see Tone on Friday the 13th.
At
the Town Mill, where the band he doesn't like. And the band they're on with.
Ooh, no. I love my boys.
Will you stop it, Tone? I'm not enjoying this bubble at all. That's about it, isn't it? Is that about it?
I think that's covered it.
We've left out. We don't know what's happened to Ruby Bresnut.
No.
Supposed to send a sign, but she hasn't done. I would like some judgmentals, some poetry corners.
Always looking for either twats.
Always looking. And we'd like some word of the weeks as well. You know what to do. Email them to paulieb@punkyradio.com and your twats to tony@punkyradio.com. That's it.
That's it, isn't it, really?
Check out everything. Facebook as well. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Arpoog. Arpoog. That sounded really good through my £5.99 headphones.
Did it?
Yeah.
Bargain.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com. The best and the brightest. Served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.